The Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 will meet tomorrow to consider introducing new restrictions on foreign travel, including periods of quarantine for passengers who arrive in Ireland without a negative test for COVID-19. But ministers have indicated that they're not prepared to follow the advice of NPHET, which suggests that everyone arriving into the country should be subjected to mandatory quarantine. Let's talk now to Hildegard Nocton, who's Minister of State with responsibility for international travel. Minister Nocton, thanks very much indeed for joining us. We have confirmation now from the Taoiseach that the government is considering 5 days of quarantine for people who arrive here without a negative PCR test, and also for people who come from South Africa or Brazil, where there are new, more aggressive strains of the virus. Should we be going a step further and doing what a lot of scientists, medics, and now politicians as well, like Alan Kelly, are calling for, and quarantining everybody who comes into the country?
Well, government are looking at a number of measures in order to increase the requirements around international travel, including mandatory quarantining, as well as looking at temporary suspension of visa-free travel for certain countries. And what I can say is that there are a number of considerations on the table in relation to restricting people travelling into the country. And what we want to do is create a situation where people are not travelling into Ireland unless it's for it's absolutely essential travel. We also have to balance as well in relation to our supply chains. We have our haulage sector, which is absolutely critical that we keep goods and vaccines and medicines moving in and out of the country, and we need to ensure that whatever measures we bring in have a solid legal basis and are workable and are actually going to adhere and help in relation to suppressing this virus.
Does that mean then that mandatory quarantine effectively couldn't be done? It wouldn't work because you've got those supply chains, you've got the truck drivers, the people bringing medicines, livestock and so on in and out of the country, that you couldn't quarantine those people?
Well, it's absolutely essential that we cannot, you're correct, we cannot quarantine essential transport workers, but we are looking at quarantine in relation to how it would work in practical terms, in relation to how you would identify, you know, these designated, you know, hotels or accommodation, how it would work in practice, how you would, you know, if at the moment we have already brought in regulations on people arriving here without a negative PCR test, and it has been working very well. And the non-compliance has been really minimal.
Who is it, Minister, then, that would be quarantined or that the government is looking at quarantining when they come into the country? Because there are some scientists and indeed politicians who say as well that unless it's absolutely airtight, it's not going to work.
And this is the issue. We have the north. We have people at the moment who can fly in through Belfast and come into the south.
Okay, so who are you talking about then?
So for universal quarantining would mean that you would need a sealed border. And we know the practicalities and the political realities around that. So we would have to ensure that we have our essential transport workers, our pilots, aviation crew, our hauliers, essential workers who will be needed to ensure that our supply chains keep moving. We also have to look at issues around how you would transport, even the basic practicalities, how you would transport people from our ports, our airports, to these designated accommodation facilities, the security around that. You're effectively denying people their liberty, so we need to be very careful in relation to how we would do that. Who pays for it? Is it the state? If somebody arrives in the state and doesn't have the means to pay for it themselves, what happens in that scenario if somebody refuses to go to quarantine? All of these issues have to be worked out, but we do have the glaring gap in relation to people being able to come in through the north. And people put out examples of New Zealand, for example. We've even heard this morning where they have had a case now, somebody of community transmission, coming in through quarantine.
In relation
so
to Northern
there's
Ireland,
not a silver bullet is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know if you heard Alan Kelly earlier, but what he was suggesting is that you simply police the border and ensure that nobody can move within 5 kilometres of the border.
I would like to see how that would work out in practice and the political realities of that. What would be far more helpful would be working together with our Northern Ireland counterparts, our UK counterparts. We're also working at an EU level, but as we all know, the UK has left the EU, so we have the extra complexity here of having an open border
and the political and economic realities of that. Our Northern Ireland counterparts are saying that we're not working with them because we have Robin Swan suggesting that he's not been given the information from the Republic of Ireland about passengers coming in through Dublin Airport who would then intend to travel on to the north.
Well, I can say that there is ongoing communication and engagement between Minister Donnelly and Minister Swan and officials from both departments, North and South. The Department of Health are engaging on this. We do want to reach a solution in relation to that sharing of data, but we have to also comply with GDPR obligations. So there is work ongoing. We want a solution in relation to that, but it has to be effective, and we have to ensure that we protect people's data and privacy and understand how that data would be shared in the North. There are all of these legal considerations which are ongoing, and we are working very hard to find a solution in relation to that.
Don't we also have to tighten up on the law here as well? Because currently the system is that while it's a criminal offence not to produce a negative PCR test when you arrive at the airport, Gardaí don't have the power then to detain passengers at the airport if they don't have one. And so on they go into the community and they can spread the virus.
And as you know, they are being referred to the DPP.
But there is a fine. That's not much good, no, Minister. If they've gone about their business, the DPP mightn't make a decision for weeks.
And this is what is under consideration at the moment with government in relation to looking at a form of quarantining and how that would work. And again, it has to be practical. And we need to balance the right of somebody coming in here, for example, who may have a negative PCR test and having them go into quarantine versus somebody here domestically who tests positive for COVID and does not. And there is no legal basis for them to have to quarantine.
But what
so
about the,
all of these are being looked at, and we're trying to strengthen the restrictions and basically trying to ensure that we are discouraging people from entering Ireland in the first place. We're at level 5. People cannot go outside with their 5 kilometre radius at the moment. And what we as government, unfortunately, what we want to do is to try and limit international travel and discourage people from travelling here in the first place unless it is for essential travel.
You're talking about balancing rights. I mean, balancing the rights of people and restricting their liberty. But, I mean, the entire population at the moment has their liberty restricted. And surely the balance should be shifted in favour of those people rather than in favour of the people who are arriving into the country.
As I say, we are looking at restricting further restrictions in relation to international travel, but we also have to be mindful of our legal obligations in relation to that, and also an awareness that there is huge community transmission here, and we all have to adhere to the local restrictions in place. So yes, we're looking at international travel. The figures are way down in relation to the numbers coming here. We have to acknowledge that, but we have our own work to do here domestically in relation to keeping the transmission low. But yes, government is working on that, and tomorrow there will be a subcommittee meeting, a sub-cabinet meeting in relation to international travel, and also the cabinet on Tuesday will be making an all-of-government decision in relation to this.
All right, Minister Hildegard Nocton, who's Minister of State with responsibility for international travel, thank you very much indeed for coming into our Galway studio.